You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with some IPO news. Sula Vineyards IPO closed for public subscription on 14th December. As per the Sula Vineyards IPO subscription status, the public issue has been subscribed 2.33 times, whereas its retail portion got subscribed 1.65 times. Applicants are now waiting for Sula Vineyards IPO allotment date to check the status. The company is likely to finalize share allotment next week on 19th December. After a cold response by investors to the ₹960.35 crore IPO, the grey market premium of Sula Vineyards shares has gone down. Sula Vineyards IPO GMP was at Rs 10 on Thursday, half of yesterday's grey market premium of Rs 20. The issue received bids for over 4.38 crore shares against the issue size of over 1.88 crore shares, data showed. The portion reserved for qualified institutional buyers was subscribed 4.13 times, while the portion for non-institutional investors was subscribed 1.51 times. The IPO is entirely an offer for sale aggregating to 26,900,532 equity shares by the promoter, investors and other shareholders. The winemaker raised over ₹288.10 crore from 22 anchor investors ahead of the IPO. On to the technology sector, Twitter is shutting down Revue, its newsletter product. The Substack rival newsletter platform is confirmed to close in January 2023. Accounts will not remain accessible for users after it is completely deleted from the platform. Revue's website mentions in an article that users will be able to retrieve their data by downloading their list of subscribers and archive their writings and analytics. It was also communicated to users via email, which Revue sent to inform them regarding the cancellation of paid newsletter subscriptions that will start from December 20th to avoid charging people unnecessarily. Some netizens speculate the reason behind the shutting of Revue is that the character limit of Twitter posts is being increased from 280 to 1,000. Others assume that Substack is supposedly going to be bought by Musk and become the new newsletter platform of Twitter. In some more technology news, well-known messaging app WhatsApp has confirmed via a blog post that the company is testing a picture-in-picture features for iPhones. With the help of this feature, users will be able to multitask while on the call. All of this will be possible with the help of an in-call video screen, which will easily get minimized and allow users to open another application, as stated by the company. The company's blog post has not mentioned if the upcoming feature will be for individual group calls or group video calls. That being said, WhatsApp development tracker Wabita Info recently shared a report which had a screenshot of the upcoming feature. The report stated that the feature will work in a similar manner as to how other videos from apps like YouTube and Facebook work. Meanwhile, the Indian Air Force is carrying out its annual exercise in the sector to test its warfighting capabilities as well tactics. This means that the IAF bases in the areas around Chauba, Panagar, Jorhat, Tejpur in Assam and Hashimara in West Bengal will be activated from December 15, 16 and all assets of the IAF will be used. The two-day drill starting today is at the command level and is planned by the Eastern Command to validate its operational capabilities in the sector and to validate its tactics in particular scenarios. There are two elements to the exercise which has started today, and this includes defense maneuvers, activating of air defense assets and offensive as well. There will be different operations and scenarios, and the early warning airborne aircraft will also be deployed. Moving on, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has met UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and exchanged views on working together during India's G20 presidency. India officially assumed the G20 presidency on December 1st. The G20, or Group of 20, is an intergovernmental forum of the world's major developed and developing economies. It comprises Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, France, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, Japan, the Republic of Korea, Mexico, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Turkey, the UK, the US and the European Union. Jaishankar arrived on December 14th to preside over two signature events on counter-terrorism and reform multilateralism being held under India's current presidency of the UN Security Council before the curtains come down this month on the country's two-year tenure as an elected member of the powerful 15-nation. Lastly, the share market. Indian equity indices remained under pressure in the second half on Thursday, with all the sectoral indices trading in the red. The 30-share BSE Sensex fell over 800 points to 61,799, and the NSE Nifty 50 tanked 1.14% to 18,414. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.